Good morning, or good evening, I should say. This is Morningstar Rising, and we're going to start a prayer meeting this evening in preparation to lift up the leadership of our nation that's going to be having a very important vote in the morning. So we want to all come together this evening and pray about that. So if anyone is online and wants to join in, just send me a message. I'll try and see if I can figure out how to operate this and do that. I don't know if I can figure that out yet, but give me, or you can send me an email to prayer@morning-star.com while I'm on the line, and see if that'll work. So right now I'm broadcasting live, and that's I guess I'm going to give you some scriptures on what we're going to be praying about. Because we need to pray about our nation according to the Word of God. That's what we're going to be praying about this evening. We're going to be praying about the leadership in our nation, about 1 Timothy 2, 11. Exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, and intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all goodness, godliness, and honesty. And we also want to, continue to pray for 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. So we need healing in our land. That's what we need, and that's what we're going to come together in agreement for at this time. So anyone and everyone out there, you know, get still and come together in one accord. Remember, I want to exhort you to pray from this position, that we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And that is the perspective from where we are going to be praying from. We're up here above the prince of the power of the air. We pray from heaven down into the earth, God's will by the Holy Ghost. So, you know, we're going to take authority over the enemy, and we are going to ambush him. We are going to expose anything and everything that he's doing that is not the will of God for our nation. And we are not going to wrestle against flesh and blood. We're not wrestling with flesh and blood. We're wrestling with spiritual wickedness in high places. So we're still wrestling with these outlaws, and they were defeated, and they were decreed defeated 2,000 years ago. So they continue to operate illegally in the earth. But we have the legal right to expose their illegal operations and whatever they're doing that's illegal. And we're going to come against their illegal covert activities, as well as the mind-blinding spirits that come upon people who are not living spiritual lives and pursuing spiritual principles. They become channels for this illegal activity because they do not have their mind renewed to the Word of God. So they have mind-blinding spirits operating in their life. At the Capitol, you know that people there have lost their minds. So we have to pray through that dense, dark atmosphere, the darkness that is got a hold on that place, and we have to just loose and rein wisdom and light down through there so that people can, at this point in time, come to their right mind. So this isn't going to be a real long broadcast. I just want us to get straight to the point and get to prayer to lift up what's going on. It's going on right now. This is what is the issue in our nation right now. There are all kinds of people out there right now doing all kinds of things and anything and everything that has nothing to do with what the issue is right now. Everything, there's a storm on the East Coast. Did you know that? I wonder why there's a storm there. Maybe it's trying to tell us something. You know, there's a storm there and people can't get anywhere and everything is being brought to a screeching halt there. Why? The attention should be on this specific area right now, that everything should come to a screeching halt at the Capitol until our leaders decide to do what the people, we the people, want done for our nation. So let's come into agreement that we are not going to be moved by this storm, that this storm is going to be made a calm. In the midst of this storm, there is going to come a peace in the name of Jesus, and there is going to come clarity, purpose, and out of this storm is going to come the will of God for the people. So, and after that, we can certainly pray for travelers from an earthly perspective that are caught in these storms. So let's just come into agreement right now for our leadership. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now that we have this great privilege to be seated with you in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And for we just pray for your Holy Spirit to come alongside right now, Lord God, and just enable us to pray for things as we ought. And we just ask, Lord God, that for your will to come, for your kingdom to come and your will to be done here on earth, in our nation, and our leadership as it is in heaven. And that's what we're doing right now this evening, Lord. We're just lifting up the leadership of our nation unto you. We just ask right now, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit would invade that place right now with your presence. We just loose your presence into that assembly in the name of Jesus, and we loose your mind to come upon all of those who are seeking the truth. The spirit of truth is loosed now to expose all lies of the devil and all illegal documents being transacted at this point in time. We disannul any agreements that are unconstitutional according to our nation's constitution. We expose all unconstitutional agreements now, and we forbid them in the name of Jesus. Now we loose the truth. We loose the spirit of our forefathers on this assembly. We just thank you, Lord God, that you've already prepared a group of men and women to bring in the spirit of our forefathers at this given point in time and to stand up for our nation's help. So hold up their hands, Father God, and hold up those who are voting for and agreeing with the principles of the Constitution. So we just thank you right now, Lord, that you are in charge of this assembly that's taking place, that you are going to be overseeing the whole transaction of this, that you are going to cause those to be put down and those to be set up, how they're going to vote according to your will for our nation. So we thank you, Lord, that they can now hear from heaven. We loose light into that darkness. We loose their ears to hear the truth. And we just bind all lies and all false concepts of anything going on that is not your will. We loose every man and woman to begin to hear the truth, that as they're listening and seeking to be serving the people, that you will minister to them and they will begin to hear and see things they have not heard before. Now, we are all in agreement that this spirit of our forefathers has returned to our nation, and it is being continually established upon constitutional principles, upon legal transactions. So we are aborting right now any illegal transactions that have, may or may not have already taken place, because we forbid them ahead of time. They have already been cast out and exposed in the name of Jesus, because we disannul, we have the right to disannul any illegal, unconstitutional agreement. So we just ask, Lord, that you continue right now to continue to set up your standard. Your standard of the Constitution is being lifted up through the Spirit of truth. Now, we stand for truth. We want truth implemented into this agreement, and we want transparency. So we want to hear the truth, and we want to, our leadership to know that the truth is going to be made known in the name of Jesus. So we just decree that right now, that all the truth is going to be made known, and we expose all the truth ahead of time. We just want it to be known right now that God is going to expose all lies. Anything that's hidden, any backroom transactions that have gone on are going to be revealed. They're going to be called new gates, whatever, health gate, whatever you want to call it. They're going to be exposed. So we just lift up that standard, the standard that's going to expose the truth and reveal what's hidden. We're in agreement that there no longer can be anybody hiding anything, that it's all going to come out in the name of Jesus. So we thank you now, Lord, for your wisdom, for watching over your word to perform it. We want to confess victory now. We have the victory because we have the legal right to decree that things be done legally. We loose the blood of the everlasting covenant in the nation's behalf, and we loose the Constitution in the nation's behalf. We have that legal right to stand on those legal documents and enforce our rights legally over anything illegal. So we thank you now, Lord. We loose 10 legions of angels to enforce the legal agreements that the citizens of this nation have at this point in time. And we thank you, Lord, that you are bringing everyone to their right mind, that you are speaking forth truth, that you are renewing right spirits between everyone, and that you are just ministering mercy and grace in this great time of need. And we thank you now, Lord, that we see things coming to pass as if the spirit of our forefathers has already returned. And we see, Lord, that you are lifting up that standard. We see that we're going to have a good report in the days to come. So as we continue to confess the word, not the problems, we will see you doing exploits for us. And we will see great victories being won. And we will see you anointing those who are standing up for our help. And so we thank you now, Lord, that we can rest in that and know that as we have agreed, that you will watch over our words to perform them and bring them to pass in your timing in all of this. In Jesus' name, we see it finished. Amen. Well, if anyone needs and wants prayer, remember you go to our website, which is morning-star.com. morning-star.com. And we're going to be having more live prayer meetings. We'll also be taping, well, we've taped this one, and we'll post this one as well. So send us any prayer requests you have, and there's a phone line as well. And just keep praying for our nation and confessing the Word of God. And we'll talk to you soon. God bless and good night. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot we were going to pray for the storms on the East Coast. So let's do that before we say good night. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now that we can just come to you and just still be seated in heavenly places and to rebuke these storms that are causing travel and havoc on the East Coast. We just ask right now, Lord, for you to bind these storms. We just loose the heavenlies to begin to make the storm a calm. Just make this storm a calm so that the travelers can travel to where they need to. Just surround all of these people with your protection. Just keep all of the planes in the airspace that they need to be going in. And just watch over everything by your ministering angels and keep everyone safe and get them to their final destination. And we just thank you, Lord, for your word that says that you will encamp round about them and that they shall not dash their foot against a stone. So we uphold all of this to your word and put it in your hands, Lord, and we agree that the storm is dispersed and that we are seeing a clearing on the East Coast, that things are clearing up and that there is a totally different atmosphere coming to that part of the nation, Lord, that you're just dispersing the storms and making a calm. So we say into that storm, peace be still in the name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen. So go with God. Bye-bye.